But like always, I let them go. Oh, just let them go. Oh. Now spikes will keep them falling from the heavens to the floor. Future was our skin, and now we don't dream anymore. No, we don't dream anymore. Oh. Made from spider webs and the clouds were rolling in. You bet this mighty river's both my savior and my sin. Oh, my savior and my sin. Than land. Evil's in my pocket, and your strength is in my hand. Strength is in my hand. And I've thrown you in the current that I stand upon so still. Love is old from what I've heard, but my heart's learned to kill. Oh, mine has learned to kill. Let them go. Oh, oh.
Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
At the end of the day,
I take home my holiday.
Oh, my beat.
You're just a loser,
I'm
you're
a
losing.
I'm alright.
He's alright, he's alright. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I just gotta get out of
this prison cell. One day.
Somebody to love, find me 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 somebody to love, somebody, somebody.
This is No Sugar Added with Dottie, Nathaniel, and what's your name?
It's Nate.
Nate? Yep. Oh, it's Nate versus Nathaniel. I don't ever go by Nate. That's the one.
Oh, I'm a Nathan, and it, like, it's
got
just
shorter?
It just got shorter. That was it.
Okay.
Did you, like, tell people, or did people just, like...
People just, they saw me, and they were like, he's
you're Nate?
You know, as they yelled my name, as I,
you
know...
Do you agree with
that? Do I, it's... Am I a Nate?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you feel like you're a Nate?
I think so.
Is it innately Nate? Oh,
yeah.
That would be a really cool show.
Oh,
you
my
should,
gosh.
Innately Nate.
Innately Nate.
Just things that are just Nate. Just Nate things. But you can only invite people named Nate, Nathan, or Nathaniel on your show.
Which there are a few, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, I got one right here.
Or then...
Nate Mates.
Once, Nate Mates.
It's just too good.
Let
now.
Let us know.
It's
call...
It's too good now.
Call 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-WMFO. Let us know if you think we should go with Innately Nate or Nate Mates. So today on No Sugar Added, episode 8, it's boys, boys, boys. It's all boys, boy bands and like boy groups. And we'll have a debate later about what constitutes a boy band. Like, can it just be guys in a band? Is that a boy band? Who knows? Starting with a really fun boy band. Here we go. Let me just make sure I actually have this going.
Together, don't let the pictures leave your phone. Oh.
stopping this broadcast right now. This is important update. What if every boy band was actually just one boy band and they're just reincarnated? That's a great idea. Okay, Nate?
All energy is recycled. There's only so much boy band energy.
She's a chemical engineer. That's I'm pretty sure I trust her on that. Like,
yeah, no. It's same, actually.
Are you actually also a chemical engineer?
Yeah.
That's two engineers. They said it. It's evidence. It's science.
I mean,
a study
energy
by.
Has to be conserved. I mean, that's just the straight up fact.
And so, like, where is it being conserved through? It's reincarnation. So all I'm saying is the Beatles are actually also One Direction. A study by Hendrix et al.
QED. You heard it.
You heard it on NSA. No sugar added. We're not trying to, like, we're not trying to sugarcoat it. We're just giving you the straight up truth.
That's so funny.
Who was Beyonce in a past life then?
That's a good question.
Who was Beyonce in past life? Maybe she's the first incarnation.
Maybe.
She's starting the cycle?
Yeah.
Get ready for Blue. Like, she's the only one who's
Blue
allowed
Ivy
to.
Blue Ivy would make sense. It's going to be the next.
Like,
I'm excited to, like, watch her do literally whatever the fuck she wants to do.
True. Also, speaking about incarnations, never forget that Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton are actually, like, basically related.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, Dolly Parton is slowly giving up her energy to Miley. Miley is going to come out being the Dolly, and I'm like, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's.
What happens is, like, Cleopatra. That would be so great.
Facts.
Oh, wow.
Facts.
I just wanted to.
Yeah.
But also rule the world.
Honestly.
All right.
Helen of Troy, and then Cleopatra, and then Beyonce. It's like, you just go right. I mean, that. Yeah, that can't be argued. I mean, that's
all
just
right.
I mean.
I'm going to put some music on air. Up next, it's Tricky by Run DMC.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. It's up tight. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky. It's tricky.
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 Little girly, her hair was kinda curly. Went to her house and bust her out. I had to leave real early. These girls are really sleazy. All they just say is please me or spend some time and rock a rhyme. I said it's not that easy. It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky.
How is it, Dave?
It's tricky.
Tricky.
Tricky. It's tricky to rock around.
To rock around.
That's right, on time is tricky. Rhyme. They really hawk, but we just walk because we have no time.
And in the city, it's a pity because we just can't hide. Tinted windows don't mean nothing. They know who's inside.
It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky.
How is it,
D? Tricky,
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 tricky.
It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky.
My time. I'm not singing, folks keep ringing, cause I make up a rhyme.
I'm not bragging, people nagging, cause they think I'm a star. Always tearing what I'm wearing, I think they're going too far.
A girl named Carol follows Daryl every gig we play. Dendy dissed her and dismissed her, now she's shocking Jay.
I ain't lying, girls be crying, cause I'm on TV. They even bother my performer, cause he's down with me. It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky.
How is that?
Tricky,
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 tricky. It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky.
Yeah.
Rock, shock, cause this is it.
This is it.
This is it.
So that's the first question then. Are the Beach Boys a boy band? Like, I don't, like, what, when you think of boy band, you think of like teenage guys singing together or something? Like, I don't really understand. Like, boy band is just a group of guys who are in a band.
But there's very much like a productional aspect to a boy band.
Okay. Oh, that's true. Cause then, so there's like the choreography that goes with One Direction. It would be different. Like, you don't see like the 1975 playing. Like, there's no choreography. They're in a band. Yeah. They happen to be guys. Like, versus like boy band. Okay. I like this line. Cause there's like, there is that constructed. Oh, this is interesting. Okay. Collecting my thoughts live on air. Perfect. Flow of consciousness. So I think Lance Bass and other, I feel like gay members in a boy band, they are like, they stay closeted because they're told that like, this is part of your image. Like, girls can't love you if you can't love girls.
Mm-hmm.
That's very, very lay terms. Don't come for me. But yeah, I think that, so that's interesting. This idea of a very actively curated aesthetic, sound, image.
Also, can we like talk about how like teenage girls kind of like run pop music?
Oh, it's true.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Yeah.
They brought Taylor Swift out. Like teenage girls are solely responsible for that kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
incredible. Yeah. Powerful. Feel inspired.
Also, yeah. Cause like everyone just looks down on them. Like, teenage girls are the last group to be like talked about, period.
Is that because, agreed, like, economically, teenage girls are still buying music or T-shirts or whatever?
Like, they buy, like, they drive all, like...
they listen to music the most, I guess, and so...
I don't know, it feels like they drive, because, like... So I watch a lot of YouTube in the, for events like VidCon or something.
Yeah.
You're paying $200, and who can afford that? It's like, they're not... Their parents are letting them do it, and I don't know. So who's best at needing that kind of... I don't know. This is not a very nuanced analysis, but...
There's actually, this is interesting. So I was at a concert over the summer in Texas, and it was Weezer was the headliner, and Panic at the Disco was the opener.
Whoa, and it was really funny.
Because like all the Panic like crowd is like a lot of teenage girls and sort of boyfriends and all kinds of stuff were like there watching it, and then they all like left, and then a bunch of people who were like a little bit older who were like, I love Weezer, you know, like are move in, and it was such a weird dynamic, like you either have a job and can afford the Weezer tickets or like you have parents.
Yes, it was
so cool.
I remember
was, like, our Tumblr concert actually.
Tumblr concert
that we went to with,
Oh Wonder live, and it was like only like, it was like late 20s people who were just like chilling, swaying, and then like literal 15-year-olds who were like angsty. And it was so weird, and I was like, I'm the exact middle of this. Yeah.
Oh man.
All right. Oh, I'm gonna throw this, I'm gonna put on some more music. Gotta keep this playlist going. This is actually another band. I think this actually should constitute a boy band because they are so angsty. It hurts. They're from Boston. It's Boys Like Girls, The Great Escape.
Paper bags and plastic hearts, all our belongings in shopping carts. It's goodbye.
yesterday.
We'll make the great escape.
We won't hear a word they say.
They don't know us anyway.
And that was The Great Escape by Boys Like Girls. And before that was Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys. If you're tuning in now, this is No Sugar Added with Dradi, Nathaniel, and Nate today. And we're talking about boy bands. Boys, boys, boys. What constitutes boy band? Any other thoughts? And engineering thoughts? Polymers?
Yeah, we were talking about engineering, sort of behind the scenes.
It's chill.
I mean, boy bands are an engineered sort of entity, so that
it all comes together. True. All right, next is Somebody by Jukebox the Ghost. They opened for Ingrid Michaelson. They were so good.
If they ever do a boat tour again, like, I'm gonna
prepare. Do you know who Jukebox the Ghost is?
I have no idea. No.
Buckle up for safety. Buckle up.
Need it, ooh, I want it, oh, oh,
Okay, so while we were listening to Jukebox the Ghost, I just asked the question, what is a Bowery? Do you know what a Bowery is? Because I feel like Gaga references the Bowery in her new song.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Bowery in Boston, or like it's like a website that we use to buy other tickets from like the Sinclair, the Brighton Music Hall and stuff. And so apparently the definition of Bowery is a colonial Dutch plantation or farm. But in New York, it's a city district known for cheap bars and derelicts. So there's that. I don't know. I always thought the Bowery was like a part of a theater or something.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Because that's like, when I think of it, I think of like music halls and like, I don't know. You'll hear it later in a Gaga song, maybe. Speaking of Lady Gaga, up next is Boys, 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 Lady Gaga. Do you listen to Lady Gaga? Anyone?
Peripherally.
I don't know. She's incredible. She's gonna be my ride or die. Like, I can tell, like, I'll be 80. She'll release an album. She can't move anymore. She'll have been on her, like, sixth hip replacement because she is her. But I do love Gaga.
But you're gonna go. I'm gonna go. Oh, I'm definitely gonna go. See Gaga.
Yeah.
In, like,
I'll pay, like, 120. Yeah. I'm gonna pay $120 to see Lady Gaga, like, with her sixth hip doing her thing.
She's more machine than person.
Oh, that's true. I'm ready for her to be like Atlantic City residency. I'm kidding. That's an insult to Gaga. She deserves at least a Vegas residency. All right. Boys, boys, boys. Lady Gaga from her second album, The Fame Monster. Huh?
Sugar baby, saw you twice at the pop show. You taste just like glitter mixed with rock and roll.
I like you a lot, lot. Think you're really hot, hot.
Know you think you're special when we dance real crazy. Glamophonic, electronic, disco baby.
I like you a lot, lot. All we want is hot, hot.
Boys, boys, boys.
We like boys and girls.
Sneakers. Let's go see the killers and make out in the bleachers.
I like you a lot, lot. Think you're really hot, hot.
Let's go to the party, heard our buddies the DJ. Don't forget my lipstick, I left it in your ashtray.
I like you a lot, lot. All we want is hot, hot.
Boys, boys, boys.
Get lost in your Ferrari. Not psychotic or dramatic. I like boys and that is that. It's love it when you call me legs. In the morning buy me eggs. Watch your heart when we're together. Boys like you love me forever.
Oh.
We love it.
face at the pop show. You taste just like glitter mixed with rock and roll.
I like you a lot, lot. Think you're really hot, hot.
Know you think you're special when we dance real crazy. Glamophonic, electronic, disco, baby.
I like you a lot, lot. All we want is hot, hot.
Boys, boys, boys.
We like boys in cars. Sneakers.
Let's go see the Killers and make out in the bleachers.
I like you a lot, lot. Think you're really hot, hot.
Let's go to the party, heard our buddies the DJ. Don't forget my lipstick, I left it in your ashtray.
I like you a lot, lot. All we want is hot, hot.
Boys, boys, boys.
Get lost in your Ferrari, not psychotic or dramatic. I like boys and that is that. It's love it when you curl me legs. In the morning, buy me eggs. Watch your heart when we're together. Boys like you love me forever.
Feel free to, we can talk about it on air. I don't think there's any, or I was going to talk about it on air. I was
Yeah, that's fine.
But yeah, I think that's, so what's interesting about Tufts as a university then is we were founded as a, we were founded by a Unitarian Universalist. There you, the UU Church. We no longer hold that affiliation and all the religious spaces on campus were turned into interfaith spaces. And in some ways, like, I wish there was more of a chaplaincy presence on campus, or like there was more of a chance to explore that. Is that like there's a disproportionate amount of people who go into who have access to higher education who become a-religious. Not that they like they're not against religion; they just stop engaging with it overall, yeah. Which is interesting. The contrapositive to that is that I have a lot of friends who are in PhD programs who find spirituality or find more meaning in their work is that they, and they're mostly like social science and humanities PhDs. Like I have a friend now who identifies as Quaker and he was like, I just liked the sense of community. It was like, we go, there's no, it's my own direct relationship with God. And I was like, that's an interesting, and he found that through 7 years of his PhD. That was like parallel to his work. And so understanding like my time at Tufts has been marked by academic growth, and I think I want more spiritual growth, like to understand that.
How do you think Tufts, like, what do you think Tufts needs to do to foster more of that?
I think they have like a good thing going with the open call thing.
And they have cafe now also.
Is it called open call?
Yeah, Tufts open call. Yeah.
But is who's organizing it?
Quinn. Who's?
Like
it's open call. Is the name is a group and like I think. We can look, that's a whole different group, but we can look up more. We can look up more info on the next thing. We can like let them go and go in on that.
I don't know if I'm allowed to like say it on the air, right? Because it's like it's education. Yeah.
Up next, we have Earth, Wind, Fire, After the Love Has Gone. Oof. Who hurt you, Jod? Let me know. All right.
This affair.